We will be reading select excerpts from the sources on the topic of making battle like King David. We're on excerpt number 4. War like, waging war like King David. Excerpt number 4. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help is from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. We should understand David's question, from where shall my help come? And afterward, his finding that my help is from the Lord. But every believing Jew says that a person has no other place to receive help but the Creator. So what is the novelty? We should interpret in the above that it comes to tell us that in order to receive delight and pleasure, we lack nothing but vessels of bestowal. For then, we will have equivalence of form with the Creator, as in, as He is merciful, so you are merciful. Then, we will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure. Again, excerpt number 4. It is written, I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help is from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. We should understand David's question, from where shall my help come? And afterward, his finding that my help is from the Lord. But every believing Jew says that a person has no other place to receive help but the Creator. So what is the novelty? We should interpret in the above that it comes to tell us that in order to receive delight and pleasure, we lack nothing but vessels of bestowal. For then, we will have equivalence of form with the Creator, as in, as He is merciful, so you are merciful. Then we will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure.
Turkey 5.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello.
Rav, I want to push every desire in my heart out, besides revealing Him and bestowing to friends. However, in the situation of fear for one's future, it becomes hard. How to pray for friends when I'm scared about my own future?
If you're sure you have a fear that's disturbing you from reaching complete bestowal through the friends and the Creator, so you need to pray about that. You already have a way, a path that you can reach the goal. And it's very nice. The Creator is already shining on that path for you. So go ahead and succeed.
Barur.
Clear?
PT 19. And.
Nothing. Okay. So Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, there are states in which the Creator convinces me fully that a certain friend is not good or honest or right. How can I be merciful and gracious to such a friend?
Still try and give him an example. How you relate to him and how you're expecting him to relate back to you.
Sometimes I really suffer from these states. I'm asking whether it's correct as far as to process these states. So is it right to separate between the evil inclination that I feel projected from the friend and his point in the heart, meaning the friend himself?
And
I connect to the point in the heart of the friends to say the evil inclination is something that belongs maybe to the whole ten, that I have to deal with it and separately. And they connect to his point in the heart.
That's what you want.
So is that how I need to process this situation?
But his evil inclination won't let you.
Okay, so what do I do?
You need to pray
that what?
That you with your heart can reach his heart and that there won't be disturbances in between the two of you.
Okay, and another thing. The evil inclination itself that we discover, that I discover in him. It doesn't matter, yes? Do we need to ask for that inclination for correction? That's a quality of being a liar or stinginess. Or is it enough that I'm connected to a friend and that's correction already?
That's already the correction.
Bulgaria 1.
Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, я обнаружил,
hello, Rav,
молитва, что сближение с Творца всегда идет со страданий, по примеру, с Давида Мелиха. Как преодолеть эту проблему?
Не обращать внимания особого на страдания, а только...
Don't pay attention too much to the suffering. But only yearn for connection. And then you'll see that the suffering just falls and disappears.
But
does it bother sometimes?
Yeah, it's done on purpose that it'll disturb you, that you'll be able to weigh as much as you prefer the connection upon the suffering.
What characterizes a prayer that is accepted?
That
it's accepting, that a person feels that it was accepted. And then he has forces.
Can a person feel that the prayer was received?
Of course. According to what he feels, reads, and what he sees that's happening before him.
What do you mean? If I pray right now, I can feel that it's being accepted right now?
Also,
большое спасибо, Рав, что разрешили спросить. Я в продолжении вопроса.
Thank you very much, Rav, for letting me ask again. To continue Tel Aviv 3's question about those scrutinies that they're experiencing in the group. But when these scrutinies take place, in my opinion,
it
can't be that one friend will beat other friends. On the other hand, he's doing all kinds of gestures. How to relate to such a state?
Относиться к такой ситуации надо
relate to the state In order to relate to the state, you have to connect to everybody and not supposedly push everyone to the place that you think is this place, but to do it in a way that you can show everyone how you can love everyone and stabilize the state in that way.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Maestro, buongiorno. Spero di fare una
domanda. Good morning, Rav. I hope that my question.
Non lo so. Ti chiedo questo. Io cerco in tutte le maniere di.
In place.
I'm asking. Di fare il lavoro. E guardo ogni.
I'm trying to be here to do the work. And I see.
Che arriva lo vedo come una prova che il Borè mi mette davanti.
All the disturbances.
La mia correzione.
Like.
Allora ti chiedo,
the movement that the Creator is giving me to correct myself. So I'm asking, what does the Creator want from me? What does He want from my 10?
The Creator wants from you and from your 10 to participate in all the connections of the world kli. What's the question?
La domanda è perché tutte queste difficoltà, maestro,
mi appare come se non riesco, è come se non all the disturbances, why all these difficult times, I feel like I can't do this, I feel far, I feel that I can't advance.
Because you don't see those disturbances as an invitation for a good connection.
No. Maestro, probabilmente non sono, non lo so, non so che dirti.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know what to say. Maybe I'm not a good student.
There's no such thing. You see how you're answering that the Creator is inviting you to come close to Him, and you're saying you're not a good student. Meaning I can move further away. There is no such thing. Your response is opposite than what it should be.
Che devo fare, maestro? Che devo fare? Dimmelo tu.
What must I do? Teacher, what must I do?
You have to stand on your wishes and ask the Creator to direct you correctly how to approach the goal. The Creator will show you the path and the way how to reach the goal. That's it. And you are putting your hands up. Whatever I have, I have. No, that's not right.
PT 19.
PT 19.
King David says an amazingly famous thing. He says, I will lift my eyes to the mountain. Where shall my help come from? My help from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. What does he mean here? Meaning there's no creator, seemingly, from what we understand. So who's he turning to? I shall lift my eyes to the mountain. From where shall my help come from? What does he mean?
That the Creator seems to him higher up above the mountains, above all the contemplating, above all the disturbances. And he turns to him because from there the force of the Creator comes that he's conducting the heavens and the earth.
Yes, but we learn that we actually build the Creator through the friend. So how does he make such a leap?
I don't know. I'm not going to go and find solutions to all your answers.
Okay, wait. So he comes to say that he's not missing anything to receive the delight. And all of it will just to come to a coolant of form with the Creator in the form of as He is merciful, so He is merciful. How do I come to that? How do I build that?
I still didn't meet a person confused as you.
Wonderful, that's why I'm asking you.
Don't ask me, I'm despaired already from you. Completely.
That's it, I'm asking seriously. How can you come to equivalent to foreigner who just tells you, just turn to the Creator? They say, turn to the friends. How do I now turn to the Creator without the friends? According to what he says here.
Turn to your friends and adhere to them. Annul yourself. Receive their qualities for bestowal, for love. And in this way, you'll reach the goal.
What's the essence of the action that I'm doing before the friends to come to the goal?
Connection and conceding.
Annulment and connection?
Connection and conceding.
Thank you.
If you would write down what you hear and you'd go over it sometimes, you'd be a great wise one already.
USA Norwest.
Do those corrections and scrutinies always involve that masach and scrutiny in the masach?
האם הבירורים והתיקונים האלה תמיד מקדמים את בניית המסך או הם אלה שמהווים את בניית המסך? הבירורים האלה הם חלק מבניית המסך?
כן, כן.
תודה.
Yes, the scrutinies are part of building the screen.
Cab, you free.
Thank you, Rav. I want to know, can there be an evil inclination in a friend that does not come from my own perception?
האם יכול להיות יצר הרע בחבר שהוא לא תוצאה מתפיסת המציאות שלי? האם יש כזה דבר?
עוד פעם אביו.
Again, אביו.
What he's asking is whether there can be the evil inclination in a friend, and that evil inclination is not a result of my perception of reality, my wrong perception of reality, is, I think he's meaning.
Yeah, I want to know if the inclination is not from my own perception of the friend.
No. לא, אנחנו
no, it's, we see it all through our evil inclination.
So it's for me to correct, it's my correction.
Yes.
אז אני צריך
לתת לי את עצמי, כן? Yes.
H4.
תודה.
Thank you.
No.
התנתק כנראה.
התנתק, בסדר.
Okay. So, come on, Michael.
We're going to read excerpt number 5. King David always attached himself to the Creator. He did not worry about anything else in the world except to cling unto him with his soul and his will. As it is written, my soul cleaves unto you. And since he clung to the Creator, he supported him and he did not leave him. As it is written, your right hand holds me fast. We learn from this that when a person comes to cling to the Creator holds him fast and does not leave him.
Shuv, Mikro Shuva?
Can.
Again?
Yeah.
David Again, excerpt number 5. King David always attached himself to the Creator. He did not worry about anything else in the world except to cling on to him with his soul and his will. As it is written, my soul cleaves unto you. And since he clung to the Creator, he supported him and he did not leave him. As it is written, your right hand holds me fast. We learn from this that when a person comes to cling to the Creator holds him fast and does not leave him.
Woman English 1.
Good morning.
Morning.
Is the prayer... morning. The prayer of King David seemed to be the prayer for the correct vessel to bestow and nothing else. Is that correct?
Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
Yep.
Okay. So that should be the only thing that we ask the Creator for, because that's all the Creator is waiting for us to ask through our connection.
Ken.
Yes.
Sheila, at Sobeket.
Sheila, you are right.
Woman PT 10.
Woman PT 10.
Доброе утро, Рав. Всем скажите, пожалуйста, как стать вот таким преданным Творцу?
Please answer, Rav. How to be so devoted to the Creator? Do you need to adhere to Him, to dissolve in Him, like a baby that adheres to his mother? For it to be eternal.
Ask nothing else but that. Ask that that's how you want it to be.
Woman. Ita 4.
Good
morning, Rav. Thank you. How to realize what's written in Excerpt 5?
Malasot.
What to do?
Ken, Rav.
Yes, Rav. I wanted to know how to implement what's written, how to adhere to the Creator with all your soul.
Through prayer? What else could you have? Except for prayer, we have nothing. A person doesn't understand that he needs each and every moment in life to be directed to the Creator through prayer. Constantly to be connected to Him with a request, with a plea, with a prayer, like a child.
Rav, od sheila bevakasha?
No.
I have another question, please. Why did I think that I've overcome some of my desires? Instead, I think that the Creator is sending me the same desires that I had.
No, the Creator doesn't send you those desires. No. He is sending different new desires every time. You just don't pay attention to them, that they're different.
Barur.
Clear.
Thank you.
PT 33.
A question about the war. According to the rule, he who comes to kill you, rise earlier and kill him. If there's a country or organization whose whole soul, whole purpose is to destroy you, are you compelled to go and destroy them the moment you understand that, or only when they attack you, you have to battle them?
That, we can't answer that. The difference between intentions and deeds, in our world, it's pretty far from one another. I can't be precise about that. Can't answer it precisely.
Woman, woman. PT 29.
PT 29.
It's written that he didn't care about other things of the world, but to cleave unto him with his soul and desire. What is to cleave to him and his desire and his soul? Is there a difference between this and that?
We still don't know what that is. You're right for asking, but I don't have an answer.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, it is written that about King David that he attached himself or adhered himself. He always says to adhere to him in Dvikut. I wanted to ask you, always say through personal example. Can you take a personal example from King David and to adhere to him and want to be like him?
Yes, please. Sure.
Woman Kabu 5.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rav and World Klee. This article talks about asking for help from the Creator, clinging to the Creator, always turning to the Creator. And my friends to me are the Creator. So my question is, what help am I asking for from my friends?
What help can I ask from the friends? For them to give me an example of how they address the Creator and ask for help. So I too will be able to turn to the Creator and ask for help like they do.
Thank you, Rav.
Woman Rehovot.
Toda Rav, Boker Tov Lekulam. Rav, Katuv, David HaMelech haya midabek atzmo, tamid vakadosh baruchu, velo daag ledvarim acherim shebaolam. Lema kavana lo daag ledvarim acherim shebaolam?
Ki lo haya chashuv lo ma
lasot. What does it mean that he didn't care for anything else in the world? Rav, it wasn't important for him to do it, but only how he can cleave to the Creator. That was his problem.
Can I ask another one?
Yes.
You said that if you have a corporeal fear, you're asking the Creator to... Why is that?
Because that's the structure of reality. What else do we have, Michael?
We can either continue to the next excerpt or go to Baal HaSulam, the peace.
Let's move to the peace article. Because usually we were taken out of there.
So, next part of the lesson.